This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He was on the show back on November 5th, 2018. We're talking about Namaste Technologies, Inc. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol N. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NXTTF. And with us today is the co-founder and business development investor relations, Corey Seligson. Corey, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
You know, there's been a lot going on with your company. I thought that you might want to come and come on the show and clean the air a little bit. But can you tell us a little bit more about your recent acquisition and shares of Pineapple Express? It looks like you guys have acquired an additional 34% of that company. And I just thought that you might want to bring us up to speed on a couple of things.
Yeah, sure. So in the context for Pineapple Express, this is a same-day delivery platform. We were introduced a while back, and Randy Rolfe, who's the founder and CEO, developed the company. He came from a background in food delivery services, so they developed an app for that. And in the process, he's obviously moved over towards the cannabis sector. So we took a small investment position originally in Pineapple Express, and their goal actually is in providing same-day delivery services to licensed producers for medical cannabis, and then they're also tackling the recreational market in Canada as well. So they've recently had a lot of success in signing up new producers, and they are also already delivering same-day delivery recreational cannabis as well. So they've done a great job, and you know, I can remember back to my first conversation with Randy, and I'm really proud of what he's done and his team has done to grow to where they are today. And they have a lot of, in my opinion, they have a lot of opportunity to grow in onboarding more licensed producers and potential opportunities in the recreational market. So basically, Namaste chose to acquire an additional amount of shares that puts us at 49% ownership of that company now. And we still have an option of refusal to acquire shares as well that would put us over 50%. It's really exciting. We are also ourselves a customer of Pineapple Express through CanMart, which is our licensed producer in Canada. So in Toronto, Ontario, we are now offering the same-day delivery services for medical cannabis through our platform as well.
How are you guys tackling international markets, and which is the most relevant for you at this time?
You know, one of the benefits, I guess, for us, you know, being a company that does have operations in 20 countries already, for the hardware business, which covers all of the cannabis ancillary products, is that we do have, you know, in that respect, we have a presence in many countries around the world, which presents nice opportunities as different countries come online with various forms of legalization. So, you know, we've obviously been focused on the UK market, which is emerging medical cannabis. You know, I think that a lot of the strategy in the UK or the way that we'll see things rolled out will probably be similar to how the medical cannabis platform started in Canada. So, you know, we previously announced a term sheet to acquire a company called Access Fulfillment, which is based in the UK. We've already worked with them for quite a few years, and they do the distribution for our vaporizers and smoking products across Europe. But they do have a license to import and distribute pharmaceutical products. So we're looking to have an amendment to the license to allow them to stock and distribute cannabis as well. So we are still anticipating closing that acquisition. That's one component of our strategy in the UK, along with, you know, incorporating our telemedicine application and facilitating import to the UK through various supply arrangements that we have in Canada and internationally. So the UK is definitely a strong market for us already from our hardware business, and it's going to be a main focal point for us when it comes to launching medical cannabis sales in the future as well.
My guest today is Corey Seligson. He is the co-founder and vice president of business development for Namaste Technologies. You can find him on the TSX under the ticker symbol N. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NXTTF. I want to switch gears here just for a second. The last two quarters, you did a total of $7.5 million. Is that income and revenue, is that sustainable?
Yes, that's the revenue that we're generating now is derived specifically through primarily through all the hardware, cannabis ancillary products, vaporizers and smoking products. So the growth that we've seen to date, and incorporating is primarily in the hardware side. So we're looking forward to obviously expanding that and also including cannabis sales. Once we start filing and reporting cannabis sales in the platform as well, that's going to be another component into our total revenue stream.
That being said, how do you anticipate the landscape for 2019, particularly the first two quarters of 2019?
I think the first couple of quarters of 2019, we'll see obviously, or hopefully we'll see ramping up in our cannabis sales in the Canadian market. We hope to then also be, dipping our toes into the water with cannabis sales in the UK. We obviously now have a very large presence in the UK for the hardware business, so we represent quite a few consumers in the UK. But, coming through, closing the acquisition of Access Fulfillment is important for us in the UK, and then really developing our platform there to incorporate, telemedicine component for the patient acquisition side, importation of cannabis into the UK, and then the sale of medical cannabis would be goals for us in early to mid-2019.
2018 is virtually over with. What would you want my listeners to take away from this interview, and especially your growth in 2018?
Well, I think 2018 has been a pretty pretty monumental year for the company. If you look back, our company has grown quite a bit since this time last year. We've acquired Findify, which was the machine learning and AI company we've talked about before. We also received our license from Health Canada to sell medical cannabis. That was, an incredible feat for the company to get to that point. And, we were the first company in Canada to receive a license to sell cannabis that doesn't actually grow it as well. So that's really been exciting for us. And we're focused on, continuing to expand cannabis sales through CanMart internationally. But 2018, we were very heavily focused on, expanding our team, management team, bringing on new leaders, innovators, bringing on new partnerships as well. So I think we've done a great job in 2018 in expanding the platform of the company and in directing the vision of the company going forward. And 2019, I think a lot of focus will be on medicinal cannabis, on integrations for our technology, and on expanding the platform internationally.
Namaste Technologies, company that we're highlighting today. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NXTTF, also on the TS Venture under the ticker symbol. And Corey, thank you so much for stopping by. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on.
Okay, thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.